Hi, does this thing even work? It's been long. I connected my microphone to my laptop to record anything. It felt like I didn't even know how to use a microphone. And this Adobe software, everything seems so weird and, you know, almost new. Yeah, it's been long. I have done a recording, so it's just... It feels very unfamiliar. It feels like this is my first time recording the podcast. I still remember when I started the podcast in 2020, my first recording with a very wacky piece of headphones. Audio was very bad back then, but, you know, happy for everything so far. It's been almost more than 3 years now that Hinted Neuron has existed, so... That's quite something. Yeah. I mean, it's just nice to talk into a microphone again and just say things, you know. Life has been pretty busy. And that's why I've not really had the opportunity to sit down and just record. I do write in here and there when I have the time. And then I upload those essays or thoughts on my blog. But, you know, then... isn't really as intimate as voice communication I've learned. You know, I think a lot of people really like this podcast just because of, you know, you're hearing information, you can hear it on the go, you can learn it on whatever you're learning, you can learn it on the go, and just, you know, it feels very personal hearing a person's voice. So sorry to all the people I have disappointed, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's so nice to be doing a podcast again. I don't exactly know what I want to talk about, but I decided to plug my microphone and ramble inside for a bit. I don't exactly know if this would be an episode, but I will listen to it and figure out if I want to upload it, but... Right now, I've been, you know, thinking about a lot of things and, you know, mostly observing life, the world, myself, people, you know, the wars in Russia, Ukraine, in Gaza and Israel. I've been seeing things happening back home in Nigeria, even here in the United States. There's a lot of things, you know. There's just so much happening all at once. You know, some people drag some other people. They're like, you're not, you know, putting a voice, you know, you're not giving a voice to this struggle or that struggle that's happening over there, or you're not saying anything about it. You know, I see those kind of talks sometimes on social media, like people accusing other people of not giving, lending a voice to certain issues or saying anything about it. But I feel like we have to understand that there's only so much that, you know, people can lend their voice to or talk about. You know, I feel like we shouldn't be dragging people to say things they probably don't even know anything about, you know. You know, and that's just the fact of life, you know. The fact that something pains me severely doesn't mean it pains another person. Or the fact that something is, you know, paining another person severely doesn't mean it pains me. So, I mean, I can show empathy, I can show support if I can, but I don't necessarily have to most times in situations because, you know, I have my own problems. Everybody has their own problems, or, you know, but just nothing I can do sometimes. You know, there are some problems that have existed long before we were born, and, you know, they're still existing. Some of us can't really do anything but focus on what we can do. There are many things I can do for myself, you know, and for other issues that I see on a day-to-day basis. But there are some things that I can't really do anything about. So when people begin to say things like, oh, you're not talking about this, you're not talking about that, accusing other people on social media or just, you know, disturbing other people on social media, you know, you just need to understand that that's not the way the world works, man. The fact that something is big to you just doesn't mean it's like big to another person, you know. You know, and, you know, and I get it, you know, people are dying, people are sick and dying every day, you know, in different parts of the world. But even where I am right now, people are sick and dying too. There's just so much, you know, the fact that we have this instant communication and media and the internet, or we can just have access to the world all at once. It makes us think that we should be stretching like ourselves too thin. That we should give our attention to almost everything that we see. But I don't necessarily think so. I mean, it's very good that we can have access to all these stories all at once in real time. But as a person, there's only so much you can do. You know, even for yourself or just for your local environment and, you know, for the world at large, you know, you need to calm down sometimes. If you can help, you can help, you know, but if you can't, you make peace with the fact that there's nothing really you can do. If you feel like your Instagram or Twitter post is helping in any way, do that. But for some people, they don't necessarily feel that that's anything or that is helpful in any way. And then they don't do it. So, you know, I think it's one of the situations where there's no right or no wrong. You know, if you feel like what you're doing is helpful, do it. You know, you don't necessarily need to tell other people what to do. Yeah, I went on a tangent about the wars and social media. It's just because it's something I usually see most times when there's like a social or political issue. You know, people telling other people what to do with their platform or that platform or this platform. I know it feels painful that, you know, someone, you see a celebrity, they have a platform and you want them to lend a voice to a certain issue you care about, but they're not necessarily doing that, you know, but, you know, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. So, yeah, c'est la vie, such is life. It's been pretty good or busy for me down here, I would say both. It's been good and it's been busy. It's just very eventful right now. Plenty deadlines. Just a lot of stuff happening all at once. You know, research is getting more busy. And, you know, life itself is getting packed. But I'm very happy that my head is above water, you know. And then I can do certain things that I love, like writing, like reading and the rest. Feels very different, you know. When I started this podcast, it was just in my parents' house in 2020 now. And then I continued when I moved out in 21 and was doing other things there and then scaled from there. But it's a really nice time for me right now. There's just more new problems, new challenges, and every day I think about how I'm going to handle those issues that I face. But so far, I would say my head is above water. So I feel very good and confident about like fighting through anything that's coming my way. You know, I'm pretty much focused on trying to define the story I want to tell for my PhD, which is something that I constantly think about. Like, I don't really know what my PhD thesis is going to be about, but yeah, I mean, I know when I even started this podcast, I didn't realize that I'll probably get into the PhD program because that was what was on my mind at the time, but I didn't really see it through at the time just because I was having a lot of doubts in myself that I would get into PhD program. But yeah, I mean, here I am right now, I'm doing it, but I just need to make it count. Yeah. So I wanted to check in on my faithful listeners, the people who listen faithfully, who constantly reach out and ask me when I would drop a new episode. I hope you all are doing great because, you know, it's been a long time that I talked to some people or some people contacted me, but you know, occasionally some people reach out and they ask me, hey bro, when are you going to drop a new podcast or what's up with you? You've been very low key. I've been very low key on all social media platforms. I don't really communicate broadly as I used to or even voice any opinion. These days, it's just more doing my work and going to sleep, talking to some people that I like. I would probably have time to do a full length conversation episode in the future, but I want to do this just to tell everyone that Kelvin is still alive and he's still very much interested in stories. You know, I really want to tell stories and I want to hear perspective. I want to have conversations. I want to talk with people. You know, I think for me, one of the dreams I have is just going around with different places with a microphone and sit down with people and have full length conversations, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, just talk and get your perspective and dig in deep, you know, just something that I feel like I want to spend part of my life doing. And for me, that's why I started the podcast. I like talking, I like conversations. I like hearing people talk and sharing their stories and hearing perspectives, making this, you know, I like hearing things that challenge my thoughts, worldviews that challenge my thoughts or my own, you know, paradigms about life. I really enjoyed when I was doing the podcast in the early days when I would go different places and have conversations with people. Those were the, you know, back then, those were like the big time of the podcast, and I want to bring that back for myself just because it's something that really gives me joy, you know, apart from my work or other things, you know, writing and having, you know, big conversations like this is just really wonderful. Yeah, so that's something I'm still very much interested in. If you have a recommendation for someone you want to see on the show, just tell them about me or tell me about them and I'll make that connection work and I'll bring them to my podcast so that we can, you know, do things, we can have conversations and, you know, you get to listen to who you want to listen to on the show. I think that that's a win-win for both of us. So yeah, please link me up to some of your interesting people. Link me up to people you know who are doing big things or small things or things that matter. Anything that has purpose at its bottom line, I want to talk with that person or talk with those people. Anybody that you feel like has an interesting story, link me to them. I want to talk to them. I want to like converse with them, interview them, anything, you know. If they want to come to my podcast to ramble, I'm pretty fine with that, you know. Interneuron is home for everybody. This is where you get your neurons packed. So yeah. So how do you, like, something I also want to talk about is like AI and stuff, you know. A lot of my friends have been asking me a lot of questions about it. You know, I was pretty much vocal about AI right from 2018, 17, 19, you know. When I was still in university at the time, I was very obsessed with artificial intelligence. I still am, you know, just more. I now have my own interest in the field, but broadly as we can define it, it's still something that I am obsessed with, you know, intelligence and alignment. I'm very much interested in those problems, you know. I'm also interested in the ethics of AI as well. And so, like, how it affects us as people and how we're going to change as people because of AI. So those are issues I am very much interested in. I've been thinking a lot about AI and stuff like that. I am going to write an essay about it. I've been pretty much drafting other essays right now, but, you know, my own perspectives on AI probably is not very important, you know, but because it's coming from Kelvin, but it's still something I've been thinking about for a long time and it's something I will write out. But yeah, I also think that, you know, like, because I think I saw an article from The Atlantic when writers, like, I think a bunch of writers signed a petition because their books were used to train AI algorithms. I want to know like what people think about that. You know, I have my own perspectives on that, but I don't know. I mean, I know it sucks for the creatives who think they've spent all their time and, you know, they put their life's work out there and then they take it to train AI. But I don't know. What do you think? For me, I think that, you know, you were inspired by the world. Allow the world to be inspired by you. Just like how J. Cole said it, you know, I feel like I started writing on the internet right from 2016. You know, I have a bunch of writing out there. I have a bunch of recording, you know, I think I have more than 50 hours of conversational recording on the internet, you know, and I don't really care if people take these things and train AI algorithms, you know, if I never wanted it to be out there or I've never posted them, you know. And for me, it's just more my own worldview, my content, my writings, my thoughts, they are all out there. If anybody's scraping the internet and they use it to train their AI, I don't really care, to be honest. That's what's there, you know. I feel like I've been inspired by people. I've read, I've listened, I've thought about things. And, you know, it's out there. It should, you know, for me, it's just more, I feel surprised when people say things like that because you've already made a certain amount of money from your work, which is very validating for you as a creator, you know, as a creator that people cared enough to pay you for something you made. That is already validating. And I know that some people, for some people, that's their livelihood, but you know, you still get your money. It's not as if people would not buy a book from you or new things that you would put out or things you've already put out. People are still paying you for those things. So why are you angry that they're using your work to train an AI algorithm those like algorithms will never truly be as good as you. You know, they don't really have the human touch. So I don't know why you're bothered. I mean, that's my own perspective. And I know that that's not the perspective that everybody leans on. And that's fine, you know. That's fine. I'm also a creator. I like to make things. I like to write, you know, and I like to build things, you know. If people want to see those things and make things out of them or use them to do other things, they can be free to do that, you know. For me, I always believe that money would always come. If that's what you're optimizing for, and your work is good, it would always come so far you have talent. So I don't really care, you know. I'm inspired by the world. I want the world to be inspired by me. If the world in this context means an AI algorithm, so be it, you know. It should be used to train AI algorithms. I don't really care. You know, that's just me. For me, I feel like knowledge should be something that is easily dispersed and transferred. I don't think we should hoard knowledge, you know. If people hoarded their knowledge, I don't think we would have the world we live in today, you know. So, yeah, that's my own perspective on that. Yeah, I don't know what else is happening in the world right now because, low-key, I have been a bit disconnected but I'm really happy to catch up, you know, record more and talk with more people and upload more. Please reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, or email, anywhere. You have my contact details from this podcast. Please keep reaching out to me. I want to start creating like a community of people who just want to be curious and talk about things and write about things, or connect me with people who are doing things. You know, I want to talk with people, not just salesmen who are like, you know, out to bullshit the world. You know, something I've really learned in the past few months is that a lot of people just know how to bullshit more than they know how to do. And it drives me crazy that those are the people who rule our world, those are the people who climb the top ladder just because they know how to bullshit. Not necessarily just because they don't really know how to do much, or they're not the most talented people or the most skilled people. Their talent is to bullshit people, and since they know how to bullshit people, they climb the ladder faster. Seems pretty weird to me, but I don't know, but that's the way our world works, and it's crazy to me. So yeah, I want to talk with more people who are doing than bullshitting. And you know, I'm pretty much happy to connect with anyone. If you have a story you want to tell, reach out to me too. Yeah, that was just a quick ramble to tell you that Kelvin is alive, Hinted Neuron is very much alive, and I've been thinking, I've been doing, and you'll see soon. Have a great time, and I will see you soon in another episode. Stay curious.